Australia has cancelled a visa of a member of Israel's religious Zionist party, Simcha Rothman, who is due to commence a tour of Australia this week. Sanctions on Israel are one of the key demands of the Palestinian activists who will again be marching in cities around Australia this Sunday and is seen as a way of applying pressure to Israel to end the war in Gaza. To date, the Albanese government had only issued sanctions against two of the most controversial members of Israel's government, and this move to cancel Simcha Rothman's visa could be seen as an increase in pressure. Liz Cush asked Professor of International Law at the Australian National University, Don Rothwell, how he reads Israel's reaction to revoke the visas of Australia's representatives to the Palestinian Authority.
It certainly is indicative of the fact that Israel is now trying to take its own retaliatory actions against Australia in response to the Australian decision to announce that it's going to recognise a Palestinian state. But it's also been linked to the withdrawal of a visa by the Australian government to the proposed visit of an Israeli politician. But I think clearly it does indicate that Israel is taking notice of the actions that Australia's taking, and of course the statements that are being made by Australia's political leaders.
I would like to speak to you about the article that you published in The Guardian recently. You wrote that the time has come for the Albanese government to do more than just issue statements decrying breaches of international law against Israel. What further actions do you think that Australia can take to sanction Israel?
Under Australian law, the Australian government can decide to sanction various individuals for human rights violations or for egregious breaches of international law as determined by the Australian government. So that is an option that they can clearly seek to pursue, and they haven't sought to do so yet directly in relation to the events with respect to Israel's military and political conduct in Gaza.
Do you think that Australia taking more actions to increase the number of sanctions against Israeli ministers or Israeli members of parliament would be an effective measure? Will it have an impact on Israel, as well as other actions Australia can take, such as ending the 2E arms trade? Will these things actually be effective or make any difference on putting pressure on Israel to withdraw troops from Gaza?
Travel bans would have a limited impact. Financial sanctions on Israeli politicians, for example, would also likewise have a limited impact. Nevertheless, I think that they send out a significant message in terms of Australia's displeasure with this conduct, and indicates that whilst Australia has been a strong and reliable supporter of Israel for many, many decades, Australia's view at the moment is that Israel's conduct and the conduct of whoever might be subject to these sanctions are ones that Australia doesn't find acceptable. Therefore, various consequences will follow. On the separate question with respect to the export of various Australian products which might contribute to the Israeli military effort in Gaza, that also raises a series of issues which ultimately would directly impact upon Australia's contribution to the Israeli military effort by way of Australian exporters. It's well within the reach of the Albanese government to place very significant constraints on exports of any type which might be going to Israel, which might be finding their way into the Israeli military campaign. And that extends all the way from matters that have been recently the subject of debate and discussion, such as parts that are contributing to the F-35 fighters that Israel operates, but also to simple things like food that might find its way into the military supply chain in Israel. So basically what I'm saying is that it's well within the remit of the Australian government to reconsider all Australian exports from Australia to Israel, given the very serious allegations being made against Israel with respect to violations of international humanitarian law, and of course mindful that Israel is currently defending itself in the International Court of Justice on charges of genocide.